This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
An El Paso County judge ruled that there is enough evidence to try Bryce Daniels for the death of Jesse Scheel III. Witnesses told investigators that Daniels shot the victim under a bridge near the park back in May. A video showed that shooting in court. Daniels will be tried on first-degree murder charges, arraigned in November, and will remain in jail on a $5 million bond. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilade says his office has made significant progress on the goals he set for his first 100 days in office. Mobilade gave his first State of the City address at an event sponsored by the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce. The mayor said his administration has established closer relationships with local, state, and federal partners to help deal with issues affecting the city. Fort Carson will be conducting live fire artillery exercises over the course of next week. This will help prepare soldiers for missions they may have to take during deployment. The Colorado Department of Transportation is teaming up with law enforcement for the longest impaired driving crackdown of the year. The Fall Festival's enforcement has begun and runs through October 25th. The Colorado State Patrol and local law enforcement agencies will have an increased presence on state roads during the 41-day effort. There will be a full closure on Bradley Road under the South Academy Boulevard Bridge on Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Crews will be removing, striping, and placing concrete barriers in the area. Afterwards, all lanes of Bradley Road under South Academy Boulevard will be shifted to the north side of the roadway, ongoing to allow crews to perform drilling for new caisson construction. A major traffic accident this morning has left several people in the hospital for injuries. CSFD got the call around 2 a.m. at the intersection of Platt and Institute. Colorado Springs Utility says power has been restored to all customers in the downtown area affected by an underground fire. A social media post from CSU thanked employees and public safety agencies for their help during work to restore the power in the area. The cause of Monday's fire has been reported as an electrical failure and an underground vault. A popular pumpkin patch and monument will be allowed to have more cars on its property. El Paso County Commissioners approved a special use permit for the Colorado Pumpkin Patch, increasing the number of cars allowed to park on the property from 50 to just over 300. The owner of the property will pay for the road improvements in the neighborhood, as well as a privacy fence as a part of the arrangement. The Fort Carson Soldier Recovery Unit is hosting its second annual resource fair. It's on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the William Bell Reed Special Events Center on Fort Carson.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Sunday morning. We wake up cool in the low 50s with clear skies. Our last official summer weekend tops off with just that, summer weather. We're back up to highs a few degrees above average with 81 degrees in Colorado Springs and 85 in Pueblo. Skies stay clear until the afternoon hours, and that's when the clouds will begin to roll in. So all in all, a beautiful fall Sunday. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and relaxing day.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.